Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, we're gonna be praying. We're gonna pray. Invite the Holy Spirit in. Invite the Holy Spirit in this place. Glory to God. Heavenly Father, we come before you tonight, Lord Jesus, and we just want to give you thanks. We just want to give you praise. We just want to give you worship. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we hide myself. I hide myself behind the cross. I hide myself behind the cross. Let you come forth tonight and let you glorify yourself through us. Hallelujah. Father, as we stand tonight, we thank you that your Holy Spirit is here. We thank you that your Holy Spirit is here to lead us and to guide us and to show us things to come. We thank you that you cover us tonight in the blood of Jesus. We thank you that we only speak and only say what you want us to say and do what you want us to do. Father, I present my body to you right now as a living sacrifice, holy and presented to you. Tonight, I ask you, Lord God, to cover this line with the blood, cover the earways with the blood. Cover the hearers tonight with the blood. Cover the families tonight with your blood. Jesus, we release your spirit. We release your spirit. And as we pray tonight, it is a mandate. You want us to do this. So we are here tonight. And we thank you because we are here. You are here. Because you are here, we are here, and you're going to ignite us. You are going to release your power. You are going to release your anointing upon us, and we are going to walk in the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Father, tonight, heaven will hear our voice. We will speak only what you want us to hear. The heaven will shake, the earth will remove because we are speaking in the atmosphere and things are going to change. Tonight, we welcome every single person on the line tonight. Father, as we come and as we stand in agreement in your word and declare that if two or three of us come together and gather in your name, Holy Father, we know that you are here. So anoint us tonight. We lay before you tonight and we say, Father, in the name of Jesus, we drive away every single source and force, every lying demonic spirit that's released in the atmosphere tonight that is not of you. We command him to leave off this line in the mighty name of Jesus. When the recording go up tomorrow and whoever will not on the line tonight and will listen tomorrow, they will feel the anointing of the Holy Spirit and they will change their life to want to be intercessors, to want to be leaders standing on the wall as a watchman. Father, we come tonight. Your word said that, Lord, what did it say? You're looking for someone to stand in the gap, someone to pray. And we say tonight, based on the word, send us. Send us that we may be able to go forth and to do what you want us to do. So tonight we say welcome to every single person. Welcome as you're on the call tonight. This call tonight is not like any other night where we'll come and pray for our family. We tonight are standing in the gap for the nation, for this country, America. God, thank you, Lord, that you have called us and assigned us that we may be able to stand for the seven mountain of influence. The family, religion, education, government, media, art and entertainment, and business. Father, we come and we will stand and we will speak in the earways and on the byways. We will speak on the mountains, on the low and on the high. We will speak and we will command the sea to stand still. We will speak and we will command every single family to be whole. We will speak and we will call for the enemies to flee. Father God, you say when they are found, we have the authority to drive them out. We have the authority to dispel every demonic source in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, as we said, this is not like no other night. On Wednesdays or Mondays, on Tuesdays, we stand for the Holy Tabernacle and we do prophetic prayer. But tonight we are praying for the United States of America. You have called me long time ago to pray for America. So tonight we come and we stand. And I want to welcome every single person online. And the word of God declare, if you pray in the spirit, and if you have no interpretation, you are building up your spirit man. So tonight I come and I build up my spirit man in the power of the Holy Ghost. Spirit of the living God, come forth now and minister to your people. We have some orders tonight. Before we were online with another sister of mine, but we have she's doing the initiative from seven, and tonight I am doing the part with the seven mountains. Hers is at seven and mine is at 7:30. So we kind of separate that way we can be able to power source the kingdom of darkness. So this is how we're going to govern, because I'm on a different assignment for the seven influential parts of the mountain. We talk about the family, the religion, the educational system, governmental system, the media, arts and entertainment, and businesses. This is what we are going to pray for. Every Thursday, unless there is a change in schedule, we will be on at 7:30. 7:30. I will send out information. Destiny might be able to send out information in the future because she's the one that's here. That's admin. Sonia is not here on Thursdays. Sonia is at work. She's a part of admin and she's on our Mondays. So thank God we have people who are working in the ministry. Glory to God. We also have prayer every Wednesday, prayer and fasting. Before we used to fast from 6 a.m. to 12 p.m., but the Father God had us now fasting at least 1 hour. The Spirit of God have we fasting for at least, he said, could you not stay up with me for 1 hour? You remember when Jesus with the disciples were there and he said, look, I'm going to leave and I'm going to pray and I'm going to come back. And then when he returned, his disciples were sleeping. So he let, he took off again, went away and come back. And he comes back. And when he searched the scripture for yourself, do not believe what I'm saying. You have to know the word of God for yourself. Don't let somebody tell you this is what, that's what. No. Know the word for yourself. That if somebody is lying or interpreting the scriptures the way it is not in line with what the word of God is saying, because you know that I'm not speaking the truth or I'm not interpreting the scriptures the properly, you with your Holy Spirit living inside of you will know right there and then that I'm not speaking on the word of God, that I'm making up stuff for myself. Okay? So we don't want to do that. You want to study the word of God said to show yourself approved. And that is what a good workman does. Okay? Hey, like I said, we all have something in our lives. The Father God, just like David, he said David was a man after his own heart. You remember David? Oh, David went around and messed around with Bathsheba. And you know that woman up there? He saw her looking through. He was over there lusting and he see her. That poor woman was out there. And what David did, he beckoned for her, brought her there, impregnated her, gave her a pregnant the woman, and then took the woman's husband and put him in the front line after when they see that that man was so dedicated to him and killed him. He make he died. Somebody killed him. Okay? But David was still a man after God's own heart. A lot of people would say, "Oh my God, we can't use somebody like that." But guess what? God will use anybody that he wants to use. He will use anybody because God knows the intention of the heart. Man does not know. God will use me. God will use me. And some of us say, "Why would God use her? Look at her. She's this and she's that." But God see my heart. And he called me out of my mother's womb by name for a purpose and for a plan. So I want to welcome every single person tonight under the sound of my voice to understand that this is not the power of a man, but this is the anointing of the Holy Spirit coming forth strategically to change life in America. Everybody have a different assignment. I am just praying for this nation tonight. That's my assignment. Okay? So this is what we're going to be doing. I would say the lines can be open, but we have to understand when the lines get open, you can't be there knocking your pots and your pans and making noise. We are here for 1 hour. 1 hour. So let's put everything aside. And let's just come. And just let's go before the Father God. Let's just repent even before we get online. And if you didn't repent before, repent now. And ask the Father God to wash you and cleanse you in the blood of Jesus Christ. That way you may be able to come boldly to the throne of grace and to seek mercy in the time of need. And when the blood covers you, the enemy cannot come near because the enemy is fearful of the blood. If you read in the Bible, in regards, oh my God. The Israelites in the Bible. If you read upon it, over there, they were being, I would, like outcasts, treated so poorly. If you read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John and go over to Genesis, Exodus, and you will see. You will see what happened to those people. Starting from Moses. And if you want to be creative, read from Genesis and goes over to Exodus and see what happened. See what happened. How Moses started out in Pharaoh's house. And how Moses basically said, "Look, I am going to be with my people." There come a time when you have to take a stand. And I remember when we in Jamaica, because I'm a Jamaican, it would say, my mother would say, "Blood is thicker than water." So therefore, Moses know his blood. He know that he was not Pharaoh's child. And he went up against the odds. And he took somebody out that was really taking advantage of his people. And what happened? You come all the way down that God hardens Pharaoh's heart. And Pharaoh, you would say in Jamaica, took Set or try to do all manner of evil to these people. All manner of evil to these people. And the father established a plan. He said, "Kill the animal means sacrifice an animal. Put the blood stain on the door post. When the dead angels come through and see that blood, it will, or she, or whoever that angel is, will go past and don't touch none of anyone with the blood. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the sacrificial blood of the Lamb of God that take away the sins of the world. Oh, Shekindilebo Korama. That blood. Oh, that blood. When I took communion tonight, my husband and I, before I come online, and when we look at 1 Corinthians 11, 23, 24, 25, go all the way down, and he said, remember when you take the blood, do it in remembrance of me. So tonight, before we come on and before we do anything, we ask the Father God and by the blood and the blood of Jesus to cover us in the blood of the Lamb. So when the enemy comes in and see their blood, the enemy have to go past the blood because the enemy is fearful of that blood. Oh, that cleansing blood. So tonight we say we are watered. We are watering. We are moving. We are walking. We are running. We are seated. We are standing in the blood of Jesus, wrapped up in the blood. The enemy cannot touch us. It doesn't matter what it looked like. And so if we die, we die because we will be with him. No more fear. I just told my husband today when I die, I don't want to have no big funeral. Cremate me, do whatever you want to do. I want to be with Jesus. Funerals are only for people. People. Funerals are only for people. Funerals are only for people who are going to come and sit back and enjoy the food and all of that. I'm not going to be there. I'm going to be out of town with my Father God himself. So therefore tonight, we come and we stand and we believe in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The name that is above every single name. His name is Jesus Christ. Now, let's pray. But before we pray, every single week when we're online, before we go online, if a person would want to bring the prayer on for the next week, let me know, and the line will be open, and you will be able, with the same format that we were doing before, you will be able to come on and lead after I put you on to pray. Glory to God. Because you see, we are standing in the gap for our brothers and sisters. We are standing in the gap for this nation. Because as you see, and as you know, this nation needs Jesus. This nation needs the blood. This nation needs our family. This nation need a media that's not corrupt. This nation needs the art and entertainment that is not corrupt. This nation needs an educational system that is not corrupt. A religious system needs to be not corrupt. We need to be hearing from the Holy Spirit. Our business is supposed to be a business of integrity. It's not supposed to be corrupt. Father, in Jesus' name. Father, in Jesus' name. Father, in Jesus' name, I come to you tonight, Lord, and I stand and I believe. I stand and I believe. that we receive only good things from above. Only good things from above. Heavenly Father, we bow. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Heavenly Father, we praise you. You are a good Father. You are a Father that sees and knows. In you, we move tonight, Lord God, and we have our being. Today, I look and I see, and it says Isaiah 9, verse 6. It said, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. The government shall be up upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." Tonight we need a government that is going to be up on the shoulder of God. We need a government that's going to listen to God. We need a government that is going to walk in the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. We need people in our government that's hearing from the Lord God Almighty. We need governmental system. We need people who are going to speak what God wants them to speak. They're not going to go in and they're not going to lie to the people of God. We need the supernatural in our governmental system. We need peace in our government. We need repentance in our government. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we need protection in our government. We need protection in our government. The people that comes in the military that the government have to govern, we need them to send them out rightly. That means if they're not supposed to go, do not send them. That means we need people of wisdom. We need people of wisdom. We need people of knowledge and understanding. We need people walking in love. We need people walking in love in our governmental system. We need people that's gonna have, well, not a re like a recourse, but somebody who have compassion. Somebody who have compassion. Somebody who speak truth. We need somebody righteousness. Righteousness exalt a nation. So we need to have a rightful righteousness nation. This nation was founded upon God's principle. Everything it says in God we trust. We gotta trust God. We gotta drive back the forces of the enemy. We got to trust God, I'm saying. So this is what we are going to be doing, the seven mountain of influence. So whenever it's called upon your time to come and to bring the message, you have to be in the same line. You may say it differently. The anointing of God might be up on you differently, but we are going to be doing the same concept. Because how can we walk together unless we agree? A three-four cord is not easily broken. The Father God is looking for us as a people. We don't have to have any kind of college degree behind our names. All we need to do is to be willing and obedient and speak what He tells us to speak. And if He don't give us anything to say, shut up and sit down. Don't go out and use your own mouth and your head to build up and to make a castle. No, listen to the Holy Spirit. Walk by the Holy Spirit. My God, there's so much things going on right now. There's so much confusion right now. The family structure has been torn down. You don't know who is man and you don't know who is woman. When the Father God distinctly created man and woman, created man and woman, male and female, read Genesis, created Eden. Everything must produce after its own kind. Two men cannot make a baby. Two women cannot create a baby. That is not the structure of the family. The family is designed. God first, husband and wives. That is the order of the kingdom of God. Husband, take care of your wife. Treat your wife as Jesus Christ would treat the church. Wife, respect your husband. Hallelujah. You are his helpmeet. We're both of you supposed to work together as one. Do not mess this thing up. You're not his doormat, husband. Do not treat the wife as a doormat. She is not your doormat. She is your helper. She was taken out of your rib. She is your rib connection. Lover, wife, be humble. Take care of your husband. I know, yes, my mom says, teeth and tongue is going to meet. I sure do. Yes, my husband and I, we've been married now for 1979. I believe this is going to be 47 years this year. Something like that. Don't, I you know, it's going by so fast, I can't even remember. 47, 40, but we were married 1979. Okay? Now this is 2026. So subtract, do the subtraction. All right? That's so long we've been married. And you want to tell me that there's not a day that we don't argue? Yes, we do. But at the end of the day, we make up and we continue. We have a family. We have three children. And I teach them according to the word of God. When I got married, I was not saved. I ain't know nothing about Jesus. I was a party goer. I love to party. Okay? I was out there getting high with all my stuff. Y'all know about it. But Jesus came and visited me in my room and said, "Ruth, it's time for you to be a saint." In the early 80s, when I think I was going through so many things, getting ready to take my life. But Jesus, hallelujah, Jesus came in and he kept me. And I'm glad I did not kill myself. I tried to kill myself two times, but I'm glad I didn't do that. And now I got a family. I got two girls and a boy, and 14 grandbabies. What if I had killed myself? When the enemy comes in like a flood, he said he's gonna raise up a standard. Trust God and live. You don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. Yes, you may be going through some financial problems right now. Yes, you may be going through some heartache right now. Yes, your family might be torn apart. Yes, your husband might say he needs a divorce. Yes, your wife might run away and say, but you know what? Trust God for the family. Because at the end of the day, God sees the husband, the wife, and the children. And I'm not saying wife ain't supposed to go to work. I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying, your most important part in the home is the children. I'm not dictating, I'm not saying, but that's how it works. The wife is supposed to be home taking care of them babies and teach them manners, teach them how to walk. Yay, train up the child the way they should go. You cannot have the system training up your children because you could see right now they're telling them that they are the man is a woman and the woman is a man. Mama don't have no talk in the home, daddy sure don't. You started talking in Virginia, they get arrested. It's not a joke. It is some serious stuff. We got to get back to God's timing and God's principle. And the principle for the family is husband first, wife, children. And if you want to hear something, I just hear it drop in my spirit. God first, then husband listening to God, communicating wife to the husband, and then the kids, them commander. In other words, that means the husband is supposed to be able to take care of his family. I'm not saying that. The word of God said it, and that is not me. Okay? Family. Very important. A strong family, build up a strong community, a strong community, bring up a strong state or a city, and from a city to a state, and from a state to a nation. Yes, that's what the family does. In my family, we have GFW, God, family, work. That means you sit down in your house, husband, take care of your family, and you don't have to sit around be on welfare. That's not true. It's only for temporary. The Bible says, by the sweat of your brow, you shall eat bread. Then another thing, religion. The religious people tonight, I am speaking to you. You must take care of God's house. And when, okay, thank you, Lord. And God helps me, I must take care of my body. Because he said, Peter, upon this rock, I'm gonna build my church. Go read the Bible for yourself. I'm not going to the scripture. It's in the Bible. Find it. And the gates of hell will not prevail. I was going to say a building. He said, no, you are the church. You are the temple of the Holy Ghost. See, I'm just speaking by the Holy Ghost right now. He said he lives and he reigns inside of you. Anywhere you go, the church shows up. You are the church. The building is just there for you to go in and to entertain you and your family and your friends, other members of the body. But if you can't make it there, don't feel bad. Do not feel bad because you can't make it into the building, because you are the church. The Holy Spirit lives inside of you. He said, I am looking for a people. He didn't say, I'm going to look for a building. He said, I'm going to look for a people that I can reside in their hearts. We got to get this thing right. We got to live right. We got to let the world know that Jesus lives inside of us. When the enemy sees us, the enemy's supposed to flee. I remember when I was in Orlando the other day, me and my husband staying with my mother-in-law and her wicked husband. And when I passed him one night, he started screaming while he's sleeping, and I was shocked. I said to my husband, did you hear Wilmot? He said, no. I said, I wonder if Trisha hear him. He said, no, because Trisha's TV is too loud. And I went into the bathroom and I said, God, what was that? He said, you remember when Jesus was walking, and when them demons see Jesus, they started screaming. And he said, look, why you come to torment us before the time? And you remember, oh, Jesus said, go, and they took off and went down into the herd, swines. And that's the same thing that man did that night in his sleep when I passed him. The anointing of the Holy Ghost will break the yoke of bondage. The anointing, when you show up, the anointing breaks the yoke of bondage. Enemy has no power. All power I've given unto you. John 10:10, go read it. I have given you power over every unclean spirit. Every unclean spirit, and they have no power and authority over you. And you know something, when you have somebody with the same power or even greater than your power, and Matthew 18:18 come in and stand, and he says, oh my God, he said, in the name of Jesus, I bind you. You're bound in the earth. And Mark 2:16 said, in the heavens you are bound, and on the earth you are bound. You can read it yourself. Matthew 18:18 to Titan. If two of you are gathered in my name, there he is in the midst. I was reading today in the scriptures where this man come to Jesus. His son was a lunatic and he was in fire. Check it out for yourself. I'm not giving you no more scripture. Go check it out for yourself. You need to know for yourself. He said, My son is a lunatic. 1 minute he's out there, and the next minute he's in water. 1 minute he's in fire, next minute he's in water. He said, I brought my son to your disciples, and they couldn't cast it out. And Jesus said, oh, ye of little faith. And he cast it out of the man. And his disciples wanted to know, how come we couldn't cast it out of him? And the disciples were startled because Jesus said, these does not go. In other words, fasting and prayer is sometimes the key to get rid of these demons. Yeah. You want to know some power? You want to see when you put that little plug into the hole that gives you light and it comes powerful light? Come on. Like Jesus and the Holy Ghost and the Father was sitting up there in Genesis 1 in darkness, and they communicate and they said, wow, look over there. It is dark upon the firmament of the earth or in the firmament of the waters. And he said, you know what? Genesis 1 said, you know, we're gonna make some light here. And they said, let there be light, and effective immediately, light came. Where is your effective immediately? Once you read the word according to Hebrews 11, and you see in regards, oh my God, the heroes of faith. Even Sarah, who laughed when she was told that she was going to have a baby in her old age, she made it. We can laugh too and still made it and come to our senses. You remember Isaac's dad was going to take him up and kill him? He said, Daddy, where is the lamb? Oh my God, we're talking about Jehovah Jireh. He said, where's the lamb? Our God will provide. Can you remember this? I'm speaking to myself, and I'm also speaking to you. No matter what the situation may look like, our Jehovah Jireh is at play. That is one of the names of God. You remember how many times? I don't have my little book here, but you know how many times I would give you the names of God? So many times. I don't even know where my book is, but I could look in here. Oh my God. Invisible God. The perfect God, the God that you can't see, but you could feel, and sometimes you could sense and you could hear. The God of the invisible. I just opened one of my book and it just comes up. Oh, appropriate. My God, the Holy One, the one of hope. What am I saying tonight? Our life may look doom and gloom and doesn't even look the way we want it. But if we have hope in Jesus Christ, if you remember Isaiah 53, that he died, if you remember in Hebrews, I study Hebrews 9 and 10, if you would know in Colossians 1, that he went down into the earth and he made a show of those demons openly. I believe it's over there in verse 14, 13. It's over there. Go and look for it. Don't take my word. I'm just giving you these scriptures off of my head. Go and check it out for yourself. Go and read Colossians 1 or Colossians 2. Go read it. I believe it's in Colossians 2. Go and read it. Go and read Ephesians 1, how you are predestined. And don't sit around and just be a crybaby. I remember when I cried for everything. Sometimes I don't want to cry, and tears just run out of my eyes because I'm so used to emotional systems. Let us walk in the mindset of God. Let us ask for God's wisdom, and any man lack wisdom. Let him sow forth acts of God, our creator. Break and bind on religious barriers. Stand in the awe and declare that Jesus Christ is Lord. Make a bold stand. You don't have to go around wearing them on your shirt. Have them in your heart. Let him resonate through your blood. I remember when I first got saved in the early 80s. And I went with a 70 Adventist. I went up to a 70 Adventist because when I got saved, I went with them to a place in New York, upstate New York. And because Jesus had came to me and gave me Mark 11, Mark 16, I mean, Mark 16, Mark 16, 15. And I believe in that scripture, even though I was a young Christian, I believe in it. And when we went up to Poughkeepsie over, it was a theme. It was a theme park. And they said, you know, they called me Joyce as a pet name. They said, don't go in that grass because they have something over there that could make your skin messed up if you go in and it would scratch your skin. And because I believe in the word of God, what he has told me when he called me in that vision, I went into the grass and I watered myself in the grass. And they said, Joyce, why are you doing this? And I said, and I ministered to them about Mark 16, going to all the world and preach the gospel, and these signs shall follow them that believe. Go and read it for yourself. And let me tell you, when I got out of that thing that day, nothing touched me. I believe in the word of God. The word of God is powerful. The word of God, it is sharper than any two-edged sword. Wherever you send it, it's not only gonna accomplish what you send it to. It is a dividing asunder. It breaks the barrier. The word of God, it says, you speak the word only. Religion, get out of the religion. Get into Jesus. Getting to know that the words that we speak, they're not only words, but it's spirit and they bring forth life. Remember that death and life is in the power of your tongue. Open your mouth and speak God's word. Let his word becomes life. Let the word put on a body. Let it put on a body. Just like when he said, let there be light. And effective immediately, the body came into light. And light dispelled darkness. My God, my God, my God, my God, my God, my God, my God. In the mighty name that is above every single name, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you not only for our religion system, but our educational system. We thank you, Lord God, that you are going to have educators in the system that is listening and hearing from you, that's going to minister to those young people and not indoctrinate them. They are going to talk to them about proper information, giving them the right tools to make them be marketable and to make them be effective in this land. And not only that, training come first from the home. Father God, in the mighty name that is above every single name, we thank you, Lord. We praise your holy name. Father God, in Jesus' mighty name, we thank you for our educational system. We thank you for the teachers, men and women, walking in line, teaching these kids, letting them know, Lord God, that they have a creator, which is God Himself. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Almighty God, give them wisdom, give them understanding, give them knowledge, or give them the resource that they will able to teach your children properly. Father, I pray and I bind up every lying demon in these people, every spirit of witchcraft that they're releasing in the school system, everything that's not of you, all these demonic spirit, I break them and I bind them and I plead the blood of Jesus over every single school doorpost in the name of Jesus. Father God, I call for their eyes to be blinded. I'm not talking about natural. I mean on spiritual blindness where their eyes come open. Open, open, that they will know the word of God, that they will see the word of God, that they will hear the word of God, that they will know your word is alive, that they will know what they're doing in the school is not right. That Father, you shut up their mouth, close their mouth in the mighty name of Jesus, just like Daniel in the lion den, close their mouths, close their mouths. Close their mouths. They're there to educate, not to dictate. Close their mouths. From the baby school to the high school to the college, close them. Close them out. Anybody in there that's not doing right, drive them out. Expose them and close them down. They're not supposed to be teaching people and indoctrinating them. Close them down. The blood of Jesus is on every demonic dictating spirit, lying demonic spirit. Break and bind them in the mighty name of Jesus. When they open their mouth to talk garbage, let them speak differently. Confuse them like the day of the wall when they were trying to build the wall. They were trying to build the tower. The Tower of Babel. Give them a different language. Confuse the enemy. Give them a Jehoshaphat. Now, in Jesus' name, confuse them. And I mean, confuse them. Let them say something different. They come one way and leave another way. Seven different ways. And in those ways that they're leaving, it is in the power and in the anointing of the Holy Spirit, and they will save and be delivered. I am calling for salvation in the school system. I'm calling for deliverance in the school system. I'm calling for a breakout in the school system. I'm calling for healing in the school system. First of all, salvation in the name of Jesus, that they will drop to their knees and they will cry out that Jesus is their Lord. Father, I'm breaking and I'm standing for an awakening in every single classroom. I'm listening out for that. I'm listening out for that. I am listening out for that. Do an awakening in the classroom. Every radical, shake them up. Shake them up and expose them. Shake them up and expose them. The one that manipulating these children. Oh, for all kind of acts and craziness and nastiness. Shake them up now. Shake them up, shake them up, shake them up, shake them up, shake them up. Any kind of disaster, shake them up. Lord, in the media, Lord Jesus, you see, I remember my daddy. I remember my daddy, Morris. He said, when we were in a meeting, he said, you know, the Father God take him up into the heavens and show him something. And when he showed him in the heaven, he said, what's that? And the Father said, way back in the early 90s, look, early late 90s, 2000, God showed my daddy Morris Sorello. He's in heaven right now. That the media was going to deceive the people. And my God, we are seeing it right now. And Father, you said you will do nothing according to Amos 3. You do nothing unless you show it to the prophet. That simply means the prophets, true prophets, are going. I'm not talking about prophesying. I'm talking about the ones that are working, that's in the office of a prophet. God is going to show them things to come. Matthew, John 17 stated, Father, they're in this world. Consecrate them. I'm just paraphrasing. You have to go read John 17 for yourself. I'm paraphrasing. Consecrate them, oh Father. I'm in them and you in me. So, in other words, all three of us become one, according to what it says in Thessalonians. I've seen it myself. Go check out these scriptures. I'm a spirit, I have a soul, and I live in a body. I cannot communicate to the Father God in the flesh. This got to be spirit with spirit. The word declare, go check it out yourself. You got Google, go Google it. He said, those that worship me must worship me in spirit and in truth. Think about that. I'm not talking about speaking in tongues. That's totally different. I'm talking about giving your life to Jesus Christ. Change from one course to the next, from one kingdom into the other kingdom, from darkness into light, communicating with the Holy Spirit. When he talks, you listen. You may miss it sometime because the word of God say, try the spirit and see if it's of God. I always tell people when I go ministering, if I say something to you in the spirit, don't go by it. Just put it on the back burner. Because men don't know sometimes. It may come to pass and it may not. Most of the times, everything that I say come to pass. But I'm not telling you to go by what I say. Just listen, put it down and watch it. Just watch. Your most important thing in life. Yes, you respect me and I respect you, but the most important thing in this life is to listen. And to hear from the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, I am going to leave. It's in John. And I'm going to send you a comforter. And this comforter, which is him himself, is going to lead you. As my God is going to guide you, my God. And you know what it's going to do? It is going to show you things to come. Do you want to see the things to come from the Holy Spirit? Let him communicate with you. He will show you things in visions or in dreams. Or in an audible voice, or speaking to your heart. There's so many different ways that he could talk to you. Spend time with him. Not with man. Because man will confuse you and use you and abuse you. But my Lord Jesus Christ will pick you up and wash you up and clean you up out of your ashes. And that great dust that you becomes, he will make you be as fine as gold. Because he have already put you through and refined you out of that refiner's fire. So when you're going through your dilemma, stand up and believe that God has already went on the cross through the Son, Christ Jesus. Jesus separated himself and come to earth for you and I. And through him, we are refined. Because we are predestined from the foundation of the earth, according to Ephesians. So now the media is messed up and they lie. And you got to pick sense out of nonsense. So you have to have the Holy Spirit speak to your spirit and guide you. I remember 2018, my husband and I, when we were in Orlando, the Spirit of God told me something about CNN and Fox News. And I've watched it and see it come to pass. Our God is real. There is a station there, OAN, that the Father showed me 2018. I didn't even know anything about them. My girlfriend in New York, when I was telling her, she said, "Oh yeah, they're on cable." Pray for that station. Pray for CNN. Pray for CNN that they either behave themselves or they just closed down. Because the Father God told my dad that they are lying. The media, he did not tell us which one, but the Father himself told me, and I have it written down, and I told my husband. Because most of the time when I get insight from heaven, I tell my husband, and I tell my children, or I might tell somebody. The media is corrupt, and they're brainwashing and lying to God's people. The church is lying to God's people, some of them. You got to be able to know and to be and to discern who is speaking the truth, who is lying, and who are not. Arts and entertainment. We got to pray. You see what's going on right now in Hollywood? We got to pray. We got to pray all these people that whatever is going on, that God will open the eyes of the people and pray that they get saved and get delivered. I'm not saying they're supposed to be locked up. I don't know what they're going to do to them. But whoever did all this nastiness and going around raping and killing people and drinking blood, I've been talking about this for years. When God first said, "I want you to pray for America," and I've been telling people in the church from Connecticut to, and people laugh. And you see what's going on? It's time to pray. Save America. For years, I've been doing that. Arts and entertainment is messed up. They need Jesus. Whatever you see that's going on, pray and ask God to save them and set them free. Save these demons. Save these demons. I'm saying demons because right now they're not saved and they need Jesus. And if you're not living for Jesus, you are living for demons. And these people are demon possessed. They are drinking blood. And there's only one blood can cover us. And it's the blood of Jesus. I am from Jamaica and I know what I'm talking about. You will go when my family member building a house, they kill the chicken and take the chicken blood and sprinkle it around the house because they say they're trying to drive demon spirits. That's witchcraft, but because we didn't know that, I know now it is witchcraft. So don't tell me because I know what I'm talking about. And if you go and you're calling up all these demons, that's not good. You're in a dark world. And let me tell you something, those same demons, they're going to come and take you out because they're looking at a body to possess. So be careful. Walk straight and do not dabble, darb in demonic activity because you will get hurt. As a matter of fact, you will get burned. Your mind, your soul, they can't touch your spirit. But I'm gonna tell you right now, if your spirit ain't right, your head will be messed up. You'll be confused. Your hands gonna be messed up. Sickness and disease, poverty spirit, all kind of demons. And I want to tell you something. If you are in a relationship and it's not of God, get right. If you are in a family structure and you see where your money not right and you can't have nothing, check it out. If you're always sick, check your bloodline. Check your generation. Homosexuality, check your generation. Lesbianism, check your generation. Poverty, check your generation. All kind of sickness and disease, check your generation. Continual divorce, check your generation. Stand in the gap for your family. Stand in the gap for your generation. The word of God declare blessings. It didn't say curse. The generation of the righteous is blessed. Wealth and riches will be in their house. I don't believe that we are supposed to be poor. I believe that we're supposed to have more than enough to take care of my family and to give. I'm a person that love to give. And it hurts when I don't have money to give because I love giving. We're supposed to have millions and millions and billions to take care of the kingdom. Money cometh to us, run after us, overshadow us, and overtake us. The word of God did not say you're supposed to have money. He said the lovers of money is the root of all evil. Don't get confused. You're supposed to have money. Money cometh to me now. Under the sound of my voice, money coming. And when it comes, you got to know how to use it. We need to have strong businesses, people with etiquette, good people, decent people, honest people, in business relationships. We need to hire people with of integrity. Business from the head is supposed to have integrity. We're supposed to have compassion in business. Oh my God, we are supposed to be very good entrepreneur. I want to tell you, I have this book, and I suggest every single person should go out and get this book from Cindy Trim. Commanding your morning, because in the back of it says, I'm filled with the Holy Spirit. I am free from condemnation. I am holy. I have humility. You need to go get this book. I am financially secure, economically, corporate. Oh my God, commercially. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve money. Our business are flourishing. Our Lord God, what about our ministry? It is flourishing. People are coming in and we are training, teaching and releasing according to the kingdom of God. What about Deuteronomy 28? My God, let our business be blessing the city. Bless coming in. Bless coming out. My God, go get this book. Go get this book. Go get this book. I'm looking through here. You get this anointing of Cyprus. Go read up on Cyprus. Go read up on Cyprus. Financially secure. Financially secure. Isaac, oh my God, anointing for investment, strategic investment. Know how to have investment. Know how to have divine favor. Esther had divine favor. Daniel had anointing for government and excellence and integrity. Joseph, you remember Joseph? Anointing for political business and leadership. Woo, Joshua for prosperity. Lord of mercy, ask God to give you the eyes that you may be able to discern. You remember Abraham? Well, Abraham was told to leave from his territory and go somewhere else. I gotta go now because it's time for me to go. But listen to this. This is the last one here. Check it out with Abraham. Real estate. Covenant blessing. And you know what, the one that I like? I love Joseph. Go read about Joseph. Go read about Joseph. Joseph with his brothers, jealousy, how they break him because of jealousy. But guess what? At the end, God knew every strategic plans. He was called for such a time as that, like Esther. Ask God to give us discipline in the money that He gives to us. That's what my husband told us. We gotta have me. You gotta stop giving out the money and throwing it away and blah, blah, blah. I'm not giving out, throwing it away. We have to believe God. And right now, our church needs finances. So if you have finances that you could give to our church for me to travel, because I have to have finances. I'm thinking about leaving and go about 1,600 miles in the summer. So I'm gonna need finances for that. I gotta pay for the hotel. We gotta pay for the area that I'm gonna be ministering. I'm gonna be going into healing and deliverance, healing school. Yes, going back to what I was doing before we got here. I always do that, but we didn't do it last year. So now I felt in my heart that I have to do it. So we're gonna need finances. Our tilt is dry at the moment. But let me tell you, God have a plan. God have a plan for every single situation. Get this book, Commanding Your Morning, and go to the back. I mean, yeah, you could start from the front, but go down to the back and open up some of these declarations and declare them over you. You are the king's child. You are ambassador on this earth. You don't, man, you know what an ambassador does? And ambassadors go out and represent the kingdom. Lord God, I thank you this night. Lord, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in the heaven. Lord, let your kingdom rise and let our enemies be scattered. Next week, we're going to be back here on next week, Thursday, unless there's something changes. And if you want to be a part, like coming next week with a plan of just to take the meeting over and we open up the line, just let me know. Text me. You got my text. If you can't text, you email me. You could send it into Powerhouse, PWRHOUSE 00 at gmail.com, or you could go on Facebook on the Root Car. The Holy Tabernacle. I don't know if my husband's son is not here. Sometimes I can't even remember the Holy Tabernacle. You could go under the Holy Tabernacle, and send an email, send a text, Send something. And another thing, Destiny, we're going to go back and start doing our blog all over. We're just going to be doing the blog for this night, this Thursday night. We're not going to be doing it for the church. We're just going to be doing it for Thursday night. That means you could go over and you could look with some scriptures or anything that come to mind for her to put it under the seven different mountain of influence. Trust me, put God first. You have to cover your family. And like I said, Wednesday night, when we were on Tuesday night, when we were doing supernatural house of prayer, there is something in the atmosphere. There is something coming down the pike. And it's a warning. Guard your family, guard your house, cover your house with the blood, cover yourself with your blood. You on your job, cover your job with the blood. Everywhere you go from this day forward, make the blood. The first thing as you get up and say, Father, cover me with the blood. Get yourself some communion cups and start taking communion. Husband and wives take communion. Family members take communion. It doesn't have to be anything fancy, a piece of bread or a piece of crackers or some water. It's just the significance of what you're doing. And go over to 1 Corinthians verse 11. Verse 11, 20, start from 24, 23, all the way maybe down to 26. Just fine-tune it. If you want to be on fasting with us on Wednesdays, let me know. Send me a text. We have over about 40, 33, 34 people that fast on Wednesdays. Every week we have certain different topics. If you want to go under the line, theholytabernacle.com, and listen to some of the previous tapes that we have there, videos or not video but tapes, go ahead and do that. My husband kind of clear off some of them because there were so many, because we've been doing this for years. I want to thank you for being on the call tonight. I want you to give us feedback. Let us know how you enjoy this night. And as I said, we will see you next week. And if there's any changes, you will know. I'll keep you informed. I'm going to be praying for you and your family. And thank you for being on the call tonight. May God bless you. May God watch over you. May the conditions of God be your guide. Every single thing that you need, that He will bring it into your lap. He will anoint your fingers. He will come. Oh my God, I pray that the fire of the Holy Spirit will come in and ignite and let you be His fire of light. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord's face shine upon you. And may the Lord give you peace. Great is thy faithfulness. Oh Lord, my Savior, I give you praise this Lord night. This night is yours, Lord, and I thank you. I thank you for every single person that's online, and I thank you for the ones that's going to be listening to the recording tomorrow. Father, bless them and touch them, I pray. Team Jesus, welcome. Hey, look at my Team Jesus. Praise God. Love to see you guys. My sisters and brothers. My sister and brother from Pakistan, one of these days I will be ministering with you guys. I will be online, but for right now, I got a lot of things that I'm taking care of. And yes, I will be there to talk to the children for you. And I put that out tonight to you for you to always remember that I'm your team, Jesus, and I'm with you all. May God bless you all, and may God keep
Amen,
you.
amen.
And I love you. I love you
God
so
bless you. God
much,
bless.
everybody. Bye-bye, and God
God
bless.
bless. Bye-bye.